This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I am a Republican. I've been a Republican since the early 1970s. I will remain a Republican. But I also am someone who believes in voting for the person, not the party. Never is this more appropriate than it is in this election, which is why Kathy and I today announce our support of John Bel Edwards.
Lieutenant Governor and recent gubernatorial candidate Jay Darden crossed party lines Thursday to endorse the Democrat, who had already garnered the support of the state's two largest teachers' unions and the Louisiana Sheriff's Association. Republican David Vitter is endorsed by former Governor Mike Foster and the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry.
Quite often, endorsements are overhyped. They don't make a lot of difference in most races. This endorsement is a big deal.
Edwards says he's humbled to have earned Darden's trust.
I'm very proud to have it. I'm honored to have it. And quite frankly, I believe it will make a difference.
Darden says he won't be actively campaigning for Edwards.
But I think it fair to my supporters, who were Republicans and Democrats and independents, to know what I was going to do when I went into the voting booth.
Darden acknowledged the state GOP is calling this betrayal. Yet the party did nothing to stop Vitter from trashing fellow Republicans during the primary. Darden says Edwards is not making this race about party as much as he's making it about what's best for the state.
We had a lengthy discussion about policy and about how he was going to govern, and I think he's got the best chance to bring this state together and tackle the enormous problems that we have that do not have Republican solutions or Democrat solutions. They have Louisiana solutions.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.